Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Tobias Rex, and this is the Sharks, Dinosaurs, and Mythical Creatures podcast coming at you right now. This morning's episode is going to be on Ceratosaurus, the horned terror from the Jurassic. The information is word for word from Wikipedia, plus some edits by me, and the music I'm going to be playing is from Gauntlet Legends yet again. So, here we go. Ceratosaurus, meaning horned lizard, was a carnivorous theropod dinosaur from the late Jurassic period. It was first described in 1884 by American paleontologist Othniel Charles Marsh, based on a nearly complete skeleton discovered in Garden Park, Colorado, in rocks belonging to the Morrison Formation. Ceratosaurus had the typical body plan for a large theropod dinosaur. Being a biped, it moved on powerful hind legs, while its arms were reduced in size. The first skeleton ever discovered was a 17-foot individual, but whether this animal was fully grown at the time is not clear. In 1884, Charles Marsh suggested that this specimen weighed about half as much as Allosaurus. Three additional skeletons that were discovered in the latter half of the 20th century were substantially larger. The first of these was estimated to have been around 29 feet long, but was later estimated at 23. In my personal opinion, I think Ceratosaurus' maximum size was anywhere between 19 to 30 feet. So it was a pretty big fella. The most distinctive feature of Ceratosaurus was a prominent horn situated on the skull midline behind the bony nostrils. And that's what gave it its name. Only the bony horn core is known from fossils. In life, this core likely would have had a keratin sheath on it. While the base of the horn core was smooth, the upper two-thirds of it were wrinkled and lined with groves that would have contained blood vessels in life. In the holotype specimen, the horn core is 13 centimeters long and 2 centimeters wide at the base, but it quickly narrows to only 1 centimeter further up. Behind the nasal horn, the nasal bones formed an oval groove. Both the groove and the nasal horn serve as features to distinguish Ceratosaurus from related species. And in addition to the large nasal horn, Ceratosaurus possessed smaller, semicircular bony ridges in front of the eyes, kind of like Allosaurus did. These ridges were formed by the lacrimal bones. In juveniles, all three horns were smaller than adults, and the two halves of the horn core weren't fused yet. In 1884, Marsh also considered the nasal horn of Ceratosaurus to be a quote-unquote most powerful weapon for both offensive and defensive purposes, and in 1920, someone concurred with this interpretation. The use of the horn as a weapon is now generally considered unlikely. In 1985, David Norman believed that the horn was, quote-unquote, probably not for protection against other predators, but instead might have been used for interspecific combat amongst male ceratosaurs contending for breeding rights. And in 1988, Gregory S. Paul suggested a similar function, and he illustrated two ceratosaurus that were engaging in a non-lethal headbutting contest. In 1990, two paleontologists went further with that, suggesting that the nasal horn of ceratosaurus was probably used for display purposes alone, and played no role in physical confrontations. If it was used for display, then the horn likely would have been brightly colored. In the 2004 study, Robert Bakker and Gary Burr suggested that Ceratosaurus was primarily specialized in aquatic prey such as lungfish, crocodiles, and turtles. As indicated by a statistical analysis of shed teeth from 50 separate localities in and around Como Bluff, teeth of both Ceratosaurus and Megalosaurids were most common in habitats in and around water sources such as wet floodplains, lake margins, and swamps. Ceratosaurus also occasionally occurred in terrestrial localities. Allosaurids, however, were equally common in terrestrial and aquatic habitats. And from these results, Bakker and Burr concluded that Ceratosaurus and Megalosaurids must have predominantly hunted near and within water bodies, with Ceratosaurus also feeding on carcasses of larger dinosaurs occasionally. The researchers furthermore noted the long, low, and flexible body of Ceratosaurus. Compared to other Morrison theropods, Ceratosaurus showed taller neural spines than the foremost tail vertebrae, which were vertical instead of inclined towards the back. Together with the deep chevron bones on the underside of the tail, they indicate a deep crocodile-like tail, possibly adapted for swimming. But on the contrary, allosaurids feature a shorter, taller, and stiffer body with longer legs. They would have been adapted for rapid running in open terrain and for preying upon large herbivorous dinosaurs, such as sauropods and stegosaurs. But, as speculated by Bakker and Burr, seasonally switched to aquatic prey items when large herbivores weren't there. However, this theory was challenged in 2019, suggesting that Ceratosaurus was merely more capable of hunting aquatic prey than other theropods of the Morrison Formation. Now, for the popular culture references of it. A Ceratosaurus battles a Triceratops in the 1966 remake of 1 Million Years BC. In Jurassic Park 3, Dr. Alan Grant and the Kirby family encountered a Ceratosaurus on the riverbank when they were digging through Spinosaurus duty in search of the satellite phone. At first, the humans thought that it would attack them, but instead, it just turned and walked away. Well, probably because of the smell. In the documentary film When Dinosaurs Roamed America, a Ceratosaurus makes a few appearances, but is later killed and eaten by an Allosaurus. There are also some games in which you can play Ceratosaurus, such as The Isle, Roblox Era of Terror, Path of Titans, and Primal Carnage. Now, the voices. In Jurassic Park 3, the Ceratosaurus was voiced by walrus, tiger, and bear sounds. In Jurassic World Evolution, it shares the same voice, but with a few screeches mixed in. In Primal Carnage, the Ceratosaurus was voiced by stock sounds of lions, tigers, and walruses. In When Dinosaurs Roamed America, the Ceratosaurus shares the same voice as the T-Rex and many other dinosaurs in that show. But many of the dinosaurs in When Dinosaurs Roamed America are voiced by walruses, bulls, elephants, pigs, leopards, cougars, bears, and lions. In real life, I think Ceratosaurus sounded like a tiger, because when it comes to sounds, if Allosaurus was the lion of the Jurassic, then Ceratosaurus was the tiger. And here's something interesting, guys. For those of you who have heard the low-pitched kind of guttural meow that a tiger does, I like to think that that was a Ceratosaurus's mating call.
Meow.
Well, that's going to be it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to like and subscribe to my podcast. It comes out every 2 weeks. This is Tobias Rex saying Godspeed, and Ceratosaurus is going to sign off for us. All right, the honors are all yours, big fella.